This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Miles Berkowitz and his new company, Life Size Portions. You can find out about them greater detail at lifesizeportions.com. They have an answer for portion control for real world use. Great stuff. I really like their products. During the second hour, coach and trainer to the stars, Gary Kobat, will be on. We're going to be talking about squelching the negative noise, the negative self-talk in your head, especially for athletic performance and general health. Okay. Miles Berkowitz, is not only one of the founders of Life Size Portions, but also a film producer and director in Los Angeles. How you doing, Miles?
Great, Carl, and thanks for having me on.
Before we get started, just a little shameless plugging here. You actually directed the movie 20 Dates, correct?
I was in it, I wrote it, and I directed it.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
I went out on 20 Dates. It was before reality TV, because I saw what was coming. And I went out on 20 dates, and I filmed them to see what would happen. And then I got married.
Did you? That's cool. Did you have to pre-qualify the women to make sure that they were willing to be filmed? Or were women like, yeah, I'd love to do this, because they figured they were going to be movie stars?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I didn't say this when we were promoting the movie, because we won the Slam Dance Film Festival, and we were bought by Fox Searchlight, and we went out all over the world and in America. Here's what happened. I started by making a real documentary. I was coming out of a divorce, and about a year after my divorce, when I started dating women, I kind of made them all cry on every single date. So I was a really bad date, and I thought, well, you know, this could be funny. And so I thought I'd go out on 20 real dates and make a real documentary. What happened was, as we started the movie, this woman that I had a crush on in a store near where I lived, I went in there the first day to ask her out. I thought she'd say no, because she was way, way out of my league. But when you got nothing, and in saying no, I was going to push her and get her to scream at me, and I think that would be funny video. But
right.
When you got nothing to lose, things turn out differently, and she started laughing and agreed to go out on a date. She ended up being my wife.
Oh, that's also, classic. That's classic.
And also, when I shot some of the real dates, the film financier saw the raw footage and got so angry because I was so bad on the dates that he left a 10-minute death threat on my answering machine.
Really?
So I had a bad guy. I had a happy ending. So I went back with all the footage and actually made a funny romantic comedy out of it that looks like it's all real. And it's a cross between real and scripted, but you don't know what's real and what's not.
Very cool. Very, very cool story, too.
And thank you. And the reason I bring that up is because, just in case people do Google me, I want them to know that I admit that some of 20 dates wasn't real, but everything I'm going to say about Life Size is.
Okay. Now, how do you transition from your current role as a film director, a producer, et cetera, to getting involved in the nutritional industry?
I gained 50 pounds, or rather, I gained more than that. I was 50 pounds overweight. What happened was, after the movie came out, I was doing some television. I was trying to set up my next movie project. My wife and I had a daughter, and as often happens to guys, when their wives get pregnant, you gain more weight than the wife does.
Yeah, because they lose it when they give birth, but we don't.
We don't, right. So I met this trainer at a party He's a personal trainer out here, also a trainer to the stars. And I'm in Los Angeles, just to tell your audience where I am. I met him at a party, and he wanted me to come down and work out at his gym. I guess he thought I was the fattest guy at the party. We had a mutual friend who's saying, just go down there. If you don't want to do it, just tell him nicely. He's a nice guy. So I went down to his studio, and it's in Santa Monica. His name is Stephen Cates. He's been in the business for 30 years, and he has a bio degree from UCLA, by the way. I go into his studio because he's a private trainer, and he has all these people working out on cardio machines, but he's getting phone calls nonstop. It was dinner. And he'd pick up the phone, and he'd say, yeah. He goes, okay, where are you? And the person would tell the restaurant that they were at. He knew all the menus at the different restaurants, and he'd say, okay, yeah, you can have the tuna steak. You can have two glasses of wine, but then don't have the Caesar salad and don't have any bread. Have steamed spinach. And then another person would call up and ask him, can I have pizza? And he goes, yeah, you're going to have two slices, but then don't have soda with that. Have sparkling water. And I say, what are you doing? And he said, well, I make all my money working people out, but most of these people really just want to lose weight. And when it comes to losing weight, it's all about the food. And I said, so you mean you got him on some crazy, whacked out California diet? Because, you know, Carl, you and I are from the same neck of the woods in New York. And he said, no, it's very simple. If you want to lose weight, you eat less food. It's as simple as that. And he was portioning out the food for his clients. Now, I had heard about portion control. Everyone has. And logically, it makes sense. We all know if we're overweight and we eat less food tomorrow than we're eating today, we're going to lose weight. We all know that. So, but with the media, the information went by so fast, and there's you know talk about the palm of your hand, which I can get, but then you got to visualize.
No, you know which one I like even better? When they tell you to choose a piece of animal protein the size of a deck of cards. Have you ever seen a pinochle deck before? You know, it's a lot bigger than the average deck. You know,
here's one that I saw the other day on a website. Am I allowed to say what company?
Of course.
Okay, the Mayo Clinic, I believe it was the Mayo Clinic, said have pasta the size of a hockey puck. Well, so happens the Mayo Clinic's in Minnesota, right? So they play hockey there.
Right.
What am I going to do with that information?
Right.
And how would I visualize a hockey puck and all that? It's too much. And a lot of the information was conflicting. Stephen had developed, and he's my partner in this, he had developed a unique family of portion sizes, okay? His portion sizes were different than any portions that are recommended out there. Why? Because as a personal trainer, he had run several gyms and fitness studios over 30 years in L.A. He kept on seeing all types of people go in and out of his gyms for 30 years. And he noticed that there were a group of people that didn't work out so much, a couple of times a week, but they didn't yo-yo in weight. They never had a weight problem. They stayed pretty much the same. One day he asks one of these women, who happens to be a famous star, he said, what do you eat? And she said, I eat whatever I want, which is always what thin people say.
Right.
And he said, come on, you don't eat whatever you want. She said, Stephen, I'm telling you, I swear to you, I eat whatever you want. And he goes, you don't sit down and eat a whole bag of Oreos. She goes, well, why would I want that?
Yeah, she doesn't want that.
She said, if I want to have Oreos, I'll have two, because I know I can have it whenever I want, and I'll have it tomorrow. And the floodgates opened up for Stephen because he realized, oh, whatever you want doesn't mean how much you want.
Yeah.
There was a certain portion. So he followed around these people, thin people, for years, looking at all the amount of food that they ate, and he found that there was a consistency in the size of the meat portions, of the pasta portions. It didn't matter if they were men or women. There seemed to be a certain size. So these were the sizes that he came up with. He showed me what the sizes were for all the foods that I normally ate. I drew circles of his fingers on a piece of paper. I went home. I got some clay, and my wife and I made bowls that we were going to put our meat, our carbs, our dairy in. We went to a place to fire them up in a kiln, and we started using it. Now, after one day of eating these portion sizes, I felt like I had lost 10 pounds. Now, of course, that is not biologically possible,
right?
And I didn't actually lose the 10 pounds, but what happened was, just by not overeating, my energy increased. I felt like I was amazingly released from prison. And one other thing, ever since I was a little boy, I used to have really bad stomach aches 3 or 4 times a week. They were so bad that times I'd be in my bed, you know, like in a fetal position,
right.
I couldn't move. They were so bad. I had all sorts of tests. My dad was a doctor. He just thought I was a nervous kid. When I came out to L.A., I had tubes stuck down my throat, up the other area, and then they just said, it's IBS. You have some allergies. Swear to God, after the second day of eating these portions, I have never had one of those stomach aches again, and it's been almost 5 years
so
now.
So you think that by taking the workload off of your stomach, that alone helped you curb the problem? So you didn't change what you ate, you just changed how much of it you ate.
Exactly, because I was eating pretty healthy. I would eat some vegetables, not a lot. I didn't eat a lot of fried foods. At that time, I was on a low-fat diet. But you know what would happen is in the morning, I kind of skip breakfast. I would have some coffee and like a little piece of a muffin, not a whole. If I got really busy on the set or writing, many times I'd forget to have lunch. So around 3 o'clock, I start, you know, starving and start eating a lot. And
right.
then for dinner, I'd have 2 or 3 times the portions I'm eating now. I'd load up all my food at the end of the day. That caused the stomach aches all at once. And I was eating way too much at that time because I would starve and then eat way too much.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots of questions. We're talking with Miles Berkowitz. The website is lifesizeportions.com. Now, whether you subscribe to the calories in, calories out theory, which we've discussed on this show, being able to portion control your meals is critical no matter what type of, even if you're on the paleo diet. And these utensils actually help you. And we're going to discuss how. PC your stuff out in the utilitarian process of actually just delivering the food from the pans or a plate right to your plate. It's really ingenious. I like these products a lot. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad. Dad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Miles Berkowitz. We're talking about his new product, Life Size Portions. You can learn more about it at lifesizeportions.com. One of the things I like about this approach is you're not telling people necessarily what to eat, but you're telling them how much to eat. And I don't think I've seen a weight loss product that focuses on this aspect, regardless of what you know. A lot of people don't subscribe to the calories in, calories out thing anymore, because we understand that protein and fat is metabolized differently than high glycemic index carbohydrates. So it's, but no matter what approach you take to nutrition, how much of something you eat is always critical.
Well, two things, because you gave a wonderful pitch for the product as we went into commercial, so I do want to add that you can use the life size measuring devices for whatever diet you're on, because it helps you to portion out whatever foods you're eating correctly, okay?
Right.
Now, what I wanted to say, though, is when we're talking about calories in versus calories out and metabolism and carbs and fat and all that stuff, America is being led, most of America is being led down the wrong road. And this is what I mean. You and many of your listeners are athletes,
right,
and you're highly motivated and are training, and some of all these theories that you espouse are all correct scientifically, but they're not going to help the vast amount of Americans who are starting at 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds overweight. There's so much information, they don't know where to begin.
Right.
It's the problem with diets. Diets tell you to give up foods you love, to eat certain foods you don't like, to eat less food, to exercise. It's too much. What we're saying is, at the beginning, first things first, just focus on one thing. Focus on the amount of food you're eating. And whether you believe in cutting fat and cutting carbs and cutting calories, all that, when you cut down the amount of food that you're eating, you're cutting down all of that. And that's the biggest problem when someone begins, they're eating too much food. Then, when they lose the 30, the 40, the 50 pounds, then they start to think about exercising because they feel better about themselves. Then they start to think about eating a little bit healthier, eating on a certain program. They feel better. They're more motivated to do it after the weight loss. You know, when I first started this, I used to be a runner, and then I got plantar fasciitis, okay? So that helped me in gaining the 50 pounds.
Right.
I wasn't going to start exercising to lose weight. I'd put on shorts and be running down my neighborhood with my belly sticking out.
Yeah, right.
That was embarrassing, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to do that. After I lost 30 pounds, now I'm starting to think, well, I can exercise. And it also is easier. I mean, I have a kid in kindergarten. She weighs 45 pounds. Asking me to start exercising when I'm an extra 50 pounds is like asking me to start running down the street with my kid on my back.
Right.
It's hard.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We're saying first things first. First address the food. First address the one thing that you can do every day, no matter what the weather is, and that is to cut down the amount of food you're eating. We're not even asking you to change what you eat because that's too hard, okay? That takes too much. You don't have to do that. Just cut down the amount. You're going to see the weight loss, and that's how you begin.
Now, when you first cut back on the portions size, did you notice, along with the greater level of energy, that you seem to get full faster over a period of time?
Yes, that took about a couple of weeks, but then I was able to see or feel when I was truly full. Many times we eat past when we're full, and that's because we put food in our mouth, it goes down to our stomach, it takes about 15 minutes for it to be churned up and send some enzymes and chemicals to your brain that says you're full.
Right.
And that's why we tend to overeat, and I simplified that, but you get what I'm saying. When you start eating the right portion sizes, it takes away the chance of you eating past when you're full.
Right.
And so I wasn't feeling the overfullness that I used to have, the stuffness that I used to have. And very quickly, I was able to see what the right amount of portions were. But more importantly, as you suggested, within a couple of weeks, I began to feel when I was full.
Right.
Now, that's hard to learn because we eat with our eyes also.
Right.
And our eyes have been tricked into eating bigger portions. So we have an assumption going in that we're going to need this amount of food to fill us up. We took that eye thing away by giving you the right portion sizes, and then your stomach quickly learns.
You're right. The hormone you're talking about is cholecystokinin, which is released in the gut and signals the brain and tells the brain that fullness is occurring. It generally takes a good 10 minutes for CCK to actually impart its effect on the satiety system, so to say, oh, I've eaten enough. And quite often, we eat past that and actually into a realm where the stomach starts to stretch to accommodate the amount of food, and this is where the fullness comes from. A lot of times, if you eat the right size portion and give yourself 10 or 15 minutes, you do feel a sense of satisfaction from the meal. But most of us, we do eat past that, as you point out. Now, what actually comes with the kit?
All right, let me explain what life size is. Okay, we're a weight loss program that uses portion control, okay? And while we've all heard about portion control, we have a completely new take on it. First, we designed our own unique portion sizes for all the foods we all love to eat. You won't find these portion sizes anywhere else. Then we created a tool to give you the life-size portions every time you eat. Finally, we teach you how many portions to eat in a meal and in a day, how to life-size when you eat out, because there are a couple of DVDs that come in the kit, although you really can learn this whole program in 6 minutes and start losing weight at your next meal. And the reason I say 6 minutes, it's really 2 minutes, because we did a real person test that's on one of the DVDs where I grabbed someone off the street and I showed her how to, you know, to use the tools. And she life-sized the meal very quickly, and all that took about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can see it. The other thing I like about this is something you pointed out when we were off the air, and that is this is true net portion control. Quite often when you read recipes, they talk about uncooked portion sizes. And what you end up with is something very, very different that you eat. But what you're talking about using this is you cook the food first, and then you use this to PC it out.
Well, we have several very unique things about our take on portion control. One of them, as I said, are the portion sizes. But the other one is we keep things incredibly simple. And third, we insist that you eat all the foods you love. Now, every time you see an ad for a diet or whatnot, they say eat all the foods you love. And then they start to either sell you their version of the foods you love, or they then change what you love or change your recipe. That's not eating the foods you love. I don't want their lasagna. I want my mom's lasagna, okay? Now, what I'm saying is it's very vital for your success on life size that you eat the foods you love exactly the way you love them, or else you're going to feel deprived. And when you feel deprived, as you do on most diets, you're off the diet in a couple of months.
Right.
Okay?
You can't live on it. Like they say, you can't live on it. Right.
No, you can't. And the only way that you're going to succeed on life size is to take out that whole psychological factor of deprivation and truly eat the foods you love the way you love them. Guess what happens when you do that? Not only do you stick to the program, but it's easier to eat smaller portions of the foods you love, believe it or not. Because when I know that I can have ribs today and I can have ribs tomorrow, and I can have ribs whenever I want it. I don't have to eat 10, 15 baby backs at one sitting. I can eat six, and then I know I can have six more tomorrow. It makes it so much easier, because a lot of times we love very rich, satisfying, tasty foods. They can fill you up faster than you think.
You know, the same analogy is applied to money. People who don't have a lot of money, when they get some amount of money, they tend to blow it all. They gotta try using it. They gotta go out. They spend, and the next thing you know, they're broke again. The same analogy that you gave earlier about people who are thin, and they remain thin because they don't restrict what they can eat, because they know that they have free will to eat what they want when they want. And when you have this attitude that you can eat anything, but you're just managing the portion size because you know there's a tomorrow. You can spend more money tomorrow when you have a lot of money. It's not all now. You can eat more of this food tomorrow. It's a very valid point. And I have to say something. It's estimated by the year 2030, half the population will be obese, and the debt burden to our medical system is going to implode this country. Obesity, as I've said so many times on the show before, is a greater threat to this country than terrorism and bailing out banks combined.
And you're absolutely right. And I'll let me make it even scarier. In 10 years from now, if we don't do something about this obesity meltdown, we're going to have a serious problem with our military, because guys are showing up and women are showing up in training so overweight to boot camp that either they're rejected or they have to stay there extra and work harder to get down to the proper weight. We are actually have a national security threat on our hands.
Yeah, I believe it. And while a lot of my audience may not embrace this concept, there are lots of people out there who are not doing well on their weight loss program. And this product can actually be the on-ramp to some success. And success, I almost said sex begets success. It does. But success begets success. If you have a little nudge and you look in the mirror and you feel good about what you're doing and you feel your energy levels change and you have some results, that makes you more committed. The reason that people give up is because they feel like they're swimming upstream. You need a little success in order to move through this. Look, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. You can learn more about this product by going to lifesizeportions.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that
that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Miles Berkowitz about LifeSizePortions.com. This is an intriguing new weight loss program that focuses on portion control in an easily manageable way. It takes common utensils and allows you to use them to PC out your food. You know, a lot of us are looking for portion control. We're trying to figure out what is 6 ounces of this, 4 ounces of that. This actually solves the problem for you. I love this product.
The way we solve it, by the way, is we take you away from thinking about ounces and calories, okay? We have very intuitive tools that you would use. For example, when you cook your steak or your chicken, we have a meat device, all right? You just put your meat in that device, cut it along the lines, and you have the perfect portion size. Same thing with your carbs. We have a device called toppings, which is any food you put on top of food, be it butter, salad dressing, anything like that. So we've kept it very simple. The other thing we do is this. The portion size for a piece of steak is the same as the portion size for broiled chicken. And this is very important for two reasons. One, we keep things simple. All meat is the same portion size. And we're not counting calories. We're looking at the portion size. But number two, let's go to the counting calories. I thought when I first started that the difference in calories between about a 5.5-6 ounce piece of steak and 5.5-6 ounce piece of broiled chicken would be about 500 or 600 calories. It turns out it's about 150 calories, right?
Right.
Now, that's not important, okay? But here's the psychology of life size. If you're someone who loves steak, if you eat that chicken, you're going to gain weight. Why? Because you'll eat that chicken for a while, but the more times that you give up steak, you're going to leave the table feeling unsatisfied and eat in between meals.
Right.
And on top of that, you're going to be so deprived that after a few weeks or months, you go off the life size program and you're back to eating exactly the way you want. It's calorie-wise and pound-foolish to give up that steak because it's 150 calories more when you're trying to lose all this weight. It'll keep you eating what you love and on the program and eating the right amount of calories over a week, a month, and over your lifetime.
What about liquid milk and
we
beverages?
We have a life-size measuring device. We have a liquid measuring device. And it measures out whole milk, juice, and soda, okay? And we don't obviously have you measure out water. That's free. And we don't have you measure out coffee or tea. But we do have you portion out your soda, your milk, and your juice.
Now, I understand that you're not trying to change what people eat, just how much of it. And the same goes with drinking. But there are CDs that come with this that kind of give food recommendations, right?
We don't give food recommendations. Here's what we do. we have among the categories of food that we have, which is portioning out your meat and portioning out your carbs and your dairy and your saucy dishes and your snacks, we also have a whole category called free foods. You do not have to portion out your vegetables or fruit or most low-fat dairy. You can eat as much free foods as you want. So what that means is if you're sitting down at the table and you're eating your dinner and you want a little bit more food, you can just add free foods, fruits or vegetables, to your dinner. During the day, if it's not time for one of your meals or your snack or dessert, go to free foods. They're free. And so what we're doing is wanting you to eat all the foods you love. We're cutting down that amount of food, and so to make sure that you're never walking around hungry or starving, we're giving you the option of adding to your day with free foods, fruits, vegetables, most low-fat dairy. That's how we help people make the wise choice. Now, here's the thing. We're not saying you should eat more fruits and vegetables. We're just saying that they're free. Now, as it turns out, when you tell someone they should do something, they rarely do it. When you tell somebody that it's free, they go like gangbusters. I'm half the team that came up with the trick of free foods, and it fools me every day. I have to admit I'm eating more fruits and vegetables now than I ever did.
The only caveat that I would add to that, if I was a consultant on a project like this, the only caveat that I would add to that is somewhere in the book or in the DVD or the CD, I would point out to people that fructose is metabolized differently in the body than any other type of sugar. And that is that fructose must become a long-chain triglyceride, which is a fat, and stored first before it can become usable for energy. And if your goal is optimally to shed as much body fat as possible, I would recommend that people be very sparing with their fruit consumption and definitely bone up on the vegetable consumption.
Well, now, let me tell you this. We are going to cover all that in Life Size 101.
Cool.
All right? And we agree with all the science and everything you're saying. But when somebody is so overweight or just starting, getting them to eat fruit as opposed to potato chips or cookies that they normally would have snacked, that's a big move. And I also have found from the people that that have been life-sizing through Steven's studio and in studies that we've done, the fact that fruit is free has made a huge difference because it's sweet. They no longer go for the cookies or the cake or the candy during the day if they know that they can have fruit and get that sweetness there. And I would just submit at the beginning of the weight loss process, first things first, that's a choice. Going to fruit instead of those other things, that's a healthful choice. After they shed the weight, after they shed 30, 40 pounds, then we say, start listening to Carl.
Yeah, they want, like, right, exactly. Once they see some progress, then they can tighten up their game a little bit. I do agree with you. There's no doubt about it. There's no need to be like a food Nazi right from the get-go. So I agree 100% with you on that one. Tell me about the cost. What does it cost, and what do people get?
All right. It's $79.95 for the basic life-size kit. What you get is a family of 8 measuring devices that portions out all your food, okay? Meat, dairy, toppings, your baked goods. Everything you eat, liquids, and it's in a storage device that you put on your kitchen counter. You also get a very handy life-size wall chart, which is color-coded to the measuring devices, so you quickly look up the food that you've cooked or you're about to eat. Is it meat? Is it dairy? And it's color-coded to the measuring devices, so you quickly know which measuring device to use, and you got it. The reason we have a wall chart is there's 2 problems with portion control as it's practiced today. 1, the portions are wrong, and 2, it's too hard to remember them. So we've taken out all the memorization, all the visualization by giving you these measuring devices and the wall chart. What you also get is a DVD which teaches you very quickly how to use the measuring devices and wall chart, and it has the complete 5-step life-size program if you want to go further. You don't have to. You can be up and running in less than 10 minutes. We say 6 minutes. But if you're the type of person that really wants to go farther and learn how many portions to eat in a meal and how many portions to eat in a day, we give you that information in the 5-step life-size program. The other DVD is the wall chart as a DVD or a CD-ROM. The reason we did that is this is portion control. One of the other problems that's always been out there with portion control is they tell you what the portion should be. You mentioned ounces and all that other stuff.
Right, right.
How about we show you? And that's what we do with the Walsh chart. If you need that extra help, you can just click a box on the DVD.
So you have a visual image. So if you do go out to a restaurant and you get served a larger portion than you want, let's say you get a New York strip, you want to just eat the best part of the New York strip and make it conform to your PC, you have a visual that you can recall. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely, because when you use the life-size measuring devices at home for a very short time, maybe a couple of days, maybe a week or so, you will quickly begin to know what the right portion sizes are for the foods you eat, okay? So that's why we tell you, just like any other diet program out there, the one thing we're going to take from a diet is just train with us for a couple of weeks. And if you don't like to cook, just grab some takeout and bring it home and portion it with our measuring devices so you can see what that portion looks like on a plate, and also so that your stomach can begin to feel how much you eat that's the right portion. That's why you can very quickly take life size to any restaurant you go to.
Yeah, very, very nice. We have to take our last commercial break. I want to mention to my audience, again, while the life size portion process and product may not fit your personal nutritional regimen, there's probably somebody in your family, an aunt, an uncle, a mom or a dad that is struggling with trying to get healthier. And this could be a very, very simple way to jumpstart them, get them started with some success. And then once they have some success, you can start to teach them more about the importance of healthy fats and high protein and which carbohydrates to stay away from and so on and so forth. But as Miles points out, when you have somebody that's at the worst point in their life, you can't dump all this stuff on them. You just have to get them moving in the right direction. And I believe strongly that LifeSizePortions.com could help them with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack was poppin', baby. Woo. If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first stand.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And this one right here. Talking this hour with Miles Berkowitz of LifeSizePortions.com. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Gary Kobat. You'll want to stay tuned for that as well. Miles.
Hey, Carl.
Yes.
Can I reiterate one thing that you said going into the commercial?
Sure.
Because I just emailed that to my business partner, and he wants to fire me and hire you. But anyway, here's the deal. You have a very rarefied audience, or a large part of your audience, very motivated. They're fit. They're training. And the kind of discussions that you have usually on your show about supplements or sugar or carbs, that's going to have an effect on them. All that's correct. But we're talking about the audience that's two-thirds of America that, you're right, could be their family members where when someone is just trying to get started, there's so much information out there. There's so many chances to get lost in the trees. We're saying first things first, one step at a time, start with your portions. And that's why your audience can help people they know. And I would also suspect that just like with fitness magazines, there is a part of your audience that is getting motivated by reading the magazines,
yes,
but they're still overweight and they don't know where to start.
We call them lurkers. They're lurking. They're like they know they want to get in shape. They're not sure how to get started, so they start to listen to shows like this. They start reading magazines with people who have physiques that they would hope to look like in a decade, but this is where they start. This is where they start.
Getting their food, the amount of food they eat, not the kind of food they eat, but the amount of food they eat under control.
Okay, couple questions. First of all, do you ship the product internationally? Because this show is internationally syndicated. We have a lot of people in the UK, Australia. I mean, in every continent and country you can imagine, the show gets into.
That's right. And we're going to be going into Australia in another few months. We're already in Canada, and I've been on the shopping channel up there. Very interesting, because I get questions from people who are using Life Size in Canada. They eat more hot dogs. They grill more hot dogs than I think we Americans do.
Is that right?
Well, just from the questions that were being asked. So we're in Canada. We're going to be going into Australia by, if not the end of the year, the beginning of next year. As we start to expand, we want to consider the eating habits of the countries that we're going into.
Right.
So obviously, when we go into Spanish-speaking countries, we're going to redo the DVD and put in the Spanish language. But different cultures, different countries eat different things, and we want to adjust the measuring devices and our recommendations given what people tend to eat or drink more in the UK and Ireland than what they do here. So we're in the process of starting to make those adjustments.
You know, with your remark about Canada eating a lot of hot dogs, I wonder if Sabrette is up there yet. I think you're originally from New York, so you can appreciate a good Sabrette hot dog, right? You're walking through Manhattan and there's a hot dog guy in a push cart, right?
I'm going to confess something to you.
Go ahead.
I was strictly a Nathan's man.
Were you really? I got to give it to you. Nathan's is – no, look, by far Nathan's is the single best hot dog. I went to CYO day camp in Coney Island when I was a kid.
Okay.
And so we used to sneak out of day camp and go up on the boardwalk. And Nathan's was right there. My favorite thing was to get a Nathan's hot dog. They back in the day, they had skin on them. So when you bit the hot dog, it actually cracked in between
your
teeth.
That's right. And here's the other thing. It wasn't good without the French fries.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, the French fries in the square box with the little wooden fork that you used to stick them with. Oh, my God. Was that the best or what?
Amazing.
So anyway, but yeah, okay.
Ironically, when I ate that as a kid, I wasn't fat.
I know.
It's when I started going through all these theories about what I should eat and getting confused and all that, I gave up.
Well,
and I gained 50 pounds.
It's more than that. Once you there's research that shows a variety of hormonal cessations that occur shortly after childbirth in men. You have to remember, as an organism, like any organism, our exclusive goal is to stay healthy and alive until we procreate and then clear off the earth and get out of here. That's exactly what we are programmed for. So shortly after we are of the child birthing years, whether we've had children or not, and those of us who have children young, it happens even sooner because the body says, hey, I'm done. I don't have to stay here anymore. We start to go down a slide. When you're young, your body is constantly repairing and making you healthier and healthier until you get past those childbearing years. And that's for men, too. Men think it's just women. No, it's men, too.
You're absolutely right. But here's a more important point, because at least to this discussion that I haven't been able to bring up yet. I didn't mean to say that your point wasn't important. But what it's very important for people to know that not only are you right, but if you're 30, 50, 100 pounds overweight, it doesn't matter because you still are eating too much food. In other words, what I'm saying is a lot of people hear about metabolism and they say, I have a slow metabolism or I'm getting older, so I'm getting heavier. You do not have to be a prisoner to that. You can lose weight.
Absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely.
And that's why life size is important. It's still about the amount of food you're eating.
You and I have that in common. I started doing the show because I shed over 100 pounds.
Wow.
You know what? There's a billion stories like ours out there about Americans taking control of their own health and getting their bodies back to where they belong. And you're absolutely right. We used to have a saying when I was a kid growing up, big bone nonsense, put down the Twinkies. You know what I mean? Because people would say, well, I'm big bone. Nonsense. You're not big bone. Stop eating the Twinkies. That's it. And you're right. Even though the
By the way, you're not big bone. Nonsense. Have a Twinkie. Don't have two.
There you go. Have one and measure it. There you go. You know, but the reality is if you're overweight, you cannot blame it exclusively on your metabolism. Your metabolism is actually partially a function of what you're eating to begin with. And there's ways of ramping up your metabolism. One of those ways is periodic intermittent fasting. And guess what? What is similar to intermittent fasting? Cutting back on your portions. That's why you get energy, because the body is not being deluged with extra fuel that it doesn't need.
Again, I think that is certainly something that somebody who's an athlete may want to do to spike their performance. But again, I would suggest that for 2/3 of America, don't worry about that yet.
Yeah, just get the PC down. Exactly.
You know, it's also interesting. You mentioned, by the way, Twinkies are portioned out. We have a whole group of portions called natural portions on our wall chart where you can just use the natural portions that the food comes in to figure out the right amount to eat. So it's one Twinkie. It's two normal size hot dogs. It's two slices of New York pizza. You know, that's how we do it. That's why it's so simple to do life size. The other thing that I thought was very interesting, or there's two other points I wanted to make that you reminded
me
of. First of all, they used to say that if you were 80 or 100 pounds overweight, you had a medical problem. And a lot of people will dismiss their obesity to a medical problem. Not anymore. This is such a crisis in America. I'm telling you, of course, before you start any weight loss program, you must consult a physician, okay? However, the 80 to 100 pounds overweight that used to be a medical problem, that's becoming more and more common in America. The medical problems happen because you're so overweight. You got to start somewhere. Finally, I think you're going to find this story very interesting. I'm out in Los Angeles, so Disneyland is right around here.
Right.
Okay? And I have a little girl, so we have to take her to Disneyland all the time. And, of course, her favorite ride was It's a Small World. Now, they had closed down It's a Small World because they wanted to put in new puppets or whatever they call there, and they thought it would take about a month. The ride was closed for a year and a half. You want to know why? They had to redig the canals that the boats float on. America has gotten so much fatter since when It's a Small World opened up that the boats were sinking. They were getting stuck in the canals. They had to deepen the canals so that fatter Americans could ride the boats without getting stuck.
Miles, that's amazing. I remember the 69 World's Fair. I saw It's a Small World, and you could put your hand in the water and touch the bottom of the little the bottom of the pool, whatever you want to call it, from the boat.
That's right.
It was so shallow. Miles, right. I say one other thing to concur with what you're saying, since you're in Hollywood. Okay.
Yes.
The success of a TV sitcom is dependent on appealing to a lot of people. Correct.
Yes.
In order to appeal to a lot of people, you have to cover common things, or the characters must be easily relatable to, correct?
That's right.
All I have to say is Mike and Molly. You know Mike and Molly, the new sitcom with the guy, what's his name, Billy Gardle, and the girl who just won that award? He's got to be 400 pounds, she's got to be 275 pounds, 300 pounds?
I haven't seen it. I've heard that more and more shows are bringing in overweight characters. Yeah,
sure. You got it, because they want them to look like America. It's a sad, sad situation. Hey, listen, Miles, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today and talk about this great product.
No, thank you. This was great.
Okay. And everybody, go to lifesizeportions.com and check them out today. We'll be right back with Gary Kobat. I did it again. Talk to you in a minute.
Yeah. The ladies are going to love you.
Dix Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest has been on the show before. I love his energy. He's always got something good to teach us, Gary Kobat. How you doing, Gary?
What's happening? I'm awesome, thanks.
So how have you been out of the country for a while? Am I on the correct understanding?
I love what's happening right now because I'm in L.A. and I love Los Angeles. And it's been warm and it's been peaceful and it's been a great training because, you know what, you need home. So what happens is when we travel a lot, we have to find out that home is inside us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you all and make a sanctuary inside us, right? Heaven's not up there. Heaven's inside. So we've got to turn inside. We've got all the answers. You know, all the answers are inside us. But and that's when we're traveling around. But when we really come home, you know, your own sanctuary and your own bed and you know, your friends and your training grounds and all of that, it's really awesome to be back home in L.A. So that's what's happening.
Now, where were you? Where did you go?
Well, you know, we run on that tour of Mr. Popper's Penguins, so we were all over the place.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, with Jim Carrey. So, right. You know, we go all over, and it's doing great internationally.
I saw it. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, what's interesting in Hollywood is, you know, you might go to it, and it's great, it's warm, and it feels good, and then somebody might look it up and say, how's it doing, you know, compared to all these big blockbusters?
Right.
You know? And it's doing maybe $70 million, right? And we made it for about $50 million. But when you look internationally, it's doing about $125 million.
Really?
So it's like done $70 domestic and $125 international. And that's the beauty of Jim in the distancing, you know, when you're getting older but you're looking and feeling younger and you keep that career going and you just keep that, you know, that love inside, you know. And
you know,
isn't
it amazing that that comedic actors have done so much better abroad, comedic actors from the U.S., and obviously Jim is originally from Canada, but I'm saying, you know, calling him, he's from the U.S. as far as acting goes.
Sure.
Comedic actors from the U.S. seem to do much better abroad quite often than they do in their own home country. I mean, look at Jerry Lewis.
Exactly. And it's also product life cycles. And again, not to just put us down into, you know, this mechanical product. But, you know, we've been enjoying this work for years and years and years, right? And they're just getting introduced, you know, Venezuela, you know, and India and so forth. And so those are the countries that are now coming on board with, you know, enjoyment, you know, and loving his humor.
Now, I have to believe, I've read a little bit about Jim Carrey, some of the things that obviously is allowed to get out through the media and so on,
mm-hmm.
that you know, he's a very, very deep person, and he has some dark moods. And I have to believe that you have been insightful and helped him with this topic that we want to talk about today as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we all have negative self-talk. It happens in the workplace as it relates to us. It happens in the arena when we are performing athletically and so on. And it really can shape the outcome of our life and our circumstances in the same way that people say what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. Well, if the mind is conceiving negative things, then that probably will manifest itself in your life. Is that not true?
Absolutely. It's a vibration, okay? And let's just say we have sea level and we're looking out to the ocean. And you got above the sea and then below the sea, right? So above the line, we call it, is this higher vibration, this vibration of opportunity, and it's not a problem, it's an opportunity, right? It's a positive, it's I can, it's just watch me, it's that kind of energy, like,
right.
You know, no, nothing's stopping me, right?
Right.
It's gratefulness, it's love, it's compassion, it's forgiveness, all of those are above the line. Below the line is, I can't, I'm getting too old, somebody else has got the part, you know, I don't feel good about myself today, oh, you know, I'm not loved, you know, those kinds of things are below the line. So it's really about aligning ourselves above the line or getting to the this, you know, step by step, getting ourselves out of that below the line and into the above line. And the simple, a couple of simple ways to just like cut to the chase. Because I want to keep it simple, and when I work with anybody, we want to keep it simple. We
right,
make
otherwise
it
it's not reproducible otherwise.
Exactly, and I go to two places. One, what are you grateful for? Boom. What are you grateful for? It's like, I'm grateful for, you know, our opportunity to talk today because I just love your energy and I love talking to the audience. So it's an opportunity and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I got a new hip in India a couple of years ago. I'm so grateful to be training again and riding and competing and so forth. So you just go to this grateful. So I asked Jim, what are you grateful for? So we start a grateful list, you know, in the early days, 10 years ago when we started. Where do you start? So we started with a grateful journal. So I had him journal every night. And the other place I go to now is now, okay? All we have is right now.
That's right.
Our life happens right now. It doesn't happen in the past, and it doesn't happen in the future. The past is gone. It's already happened. The future's not here yet. Our life happens right now, and this is what happens with that negative talk, whether it's Jim or you or me or whatever along the way, you know, in our evolution.
Right.
We fill up our now with our past. So if we're focusing on our past, we've exhausted. We've lost our now moment.
And when you talk about the past, you could even talk about something that just occurred this morning, not necessarily when we were children.
Exactly. Somebody cuts you off on the freeway or something,
right.
You know? And you're like, you know, you want to just lash out. And that's that highly reactive emotional state that, again, we want to just kind of come from this peace like, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me, which is another tool we can get down the checklist here on how to stop that squelching issue in our head, those voices in our head. But let's just stay on these two. Get grateful. Start a grateful journal. And number two is, remember, all we have is right now. So our future is going to be made up of our consciousness or our awakeness, our being awake to now, in each of our now moments. And we fill them up with the past, we lost our now. If we worry about the future, we're so full of anxiety and fear. I'm going to make that payment, or is that part going to come to me, or, you know, what's the director going to be like, you know, when I work with the actors, or am I going to be able to compete like I used to with the old hip and the new hip and all of that, right? If I just stay right in the future, my now is gone.
Right.
I've just lost my opportunity to talk to you. So it's really, we call it staying present, and that's one of the eight keys. Okay, of stopping this negative self-talk, and that is appreciate, be grateful for your now moments.
So, okay, now, in order to do that, let me back up.
Sure.
Let's say you've had a crummy morning, right? You got cut off, the deal didn't close, blah, 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 and so now you're caught up in the turmoil of negative self-talk. Nothing ever works for me, mm-hmm. My life sucks, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So now all of a sudden you're listening to this show and you go, all right, I'll try it. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for the woman that I love. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful. You do the grateful. You think, wow, you know, my life is really pretty good. And then you say, okay, I want to be in the moment. I want to be mindful. I want to be now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have courage to unlock and change directions. And the reason I say courage is because if it's almost like people expect us to be pissed off when things go wrong. And all of a sudden, if you're upbeat and positive because you just made this conscious change in direction, people look at you like you're phony or Pollyanna. And all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like the people around you want to keep you locked in. They don't want you to change directions. So it really does take courage to make this decision, doesn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's when we face, you know, when we face our fear. By the way, we're going to face all the fears we've ever had in our life up until now. We're going to face them until they calm down. They lower their intensity when we face them. So when you say having courage or facing, that's when you get your power back. Okay, is when we face things. So when you have the courage to face that, okay? And number two is all these other people, right? You were referring to all these other people.
Right.
The guy cut you off, or these other people want you to stay.
Or the people in work. If they've observed you come in and you're grumpy and you're mad and you say, oh, this guy cut me off and the deal didn't go. And then you walk in your office and you listen to this radio show and you do these steps. Now you have to walk out positive and happy. And you're almost worried about doing that because you're thinking, wow, these people are going to think I'm Pollyanna, that I'm phony. Like, is this real?
No, what you're doing, it's absolutely real. And what it is, it's taking responsibility for you. Not taking responsibility for their stuff and their energy. Remember we were talking about high vibration and low vibration? For their vibration, that might be below the line, or the guy that cut you off or whatever. Don't take on other people's low vibration. For instance, the classic is watching the news at night. 90% or more, what, on the news is negative. Why take on that? Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen Jim and I've walked in and Jim,
you have no control over it either. That's
yeah,
the worst
I've
part.
Been into a session. I walked over to, you know, gone over to Jim's place and, you know, Jim Carrey, and I walk in and he's been watching CNN and I'm like, uh-oh. You know, I'm patient. I listen. He gets it out of his system. Why? Because it's all about moving him back up to positive vibration. Why? Because he's been watching a whole bunch of negative vibration.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when it's you, it's me, it's Jim. I mean, they're human beings, right? There's nothing different. He's an amazing, caring human being. And that's how we want to treat ourselves, is it's okay. And then we take, no matter what these people are thinking, it's okay, whatever. It's their stuff. Okay, let them have their stuff, their lower energy, their lower vibration. You are responsible for you. So everything you think, feel, say, and do is your responsibility. And that's all you got to worry about is you.
Right.
And then your vibration will, and being grateful, your vibration and forgiving, your vibration will just keep going up. Grateful.
I want to do this. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
When we come back, I want to delve deeper into being grateful. Because I think that it sounds a lot easier for some people, and some of us it's not. We're talking with Gary Kobat. You can learn more about Gary by going to his website. It's Gary Kobat, KOBAT.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch, and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Gary Kobat. You can learn more about him at Gary Kobat, KOBAT.com. Got a great blog there, very inspirational stuff. Seems like he's always writing about something that's happening in my life. Do you write that blog for me, Gary?
You have no idea how many people. I love that everybody's response is, hey, that hit my home today, or that's just what I needed to hear.
Yeah. You know, I remember very recently, just last year, being really caught up in the rapture, if you will, to steal something from what's her name? I can't think of the singer right now. But anyway, I the rapture of gratefulness about a year ago. You know, things were going well in my life, and I felt really, really good that I was deserving of these things. And it was almost like I was so grateful that things kept coming to me more and more. But now, as of late, when I try to feel grateful for things, the negative self-talk seems to drown it out, or I feel like my gratefulness is phony now. Have you experienced this with people when they start to first experiment with being grateful?
Absolutely. Do you have a pen right in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Try to pick it up.
Okay, I did.
No, yeah, you picked it up. I said try to pick it up.
Ah.
Okay, you said when I try to be grateful. So it's sometimes in people's language. It's just in the words they use. Everything is energy, okay? So I suggested to you that grateful is this higher vibrational energy, and the universe will match us at where our energy is, this frequency, right? So if we're at the grateful frequency, we're going to get grateful back, okay? If we're at the negative energy or frequency, we're going to get negative back. So I just have to listen, even for, that was what, 15 seconds?
Right.
And you were suggesting to us that you were trying to be grateful, and it's phony. Why? It's not phony. It's, you're not. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Your energy
grateful,
was
right?
Down. You probably had 7 negative things and 1 positive thing, and the 7 were drowning out the energy of the positive, right? And you were getting, the universe was just giving you more negative back. What? Vibration, negative energy, negative things, right? You know, things, you know, thoughts create things. So your negative thoughts are creating negative things.
So is the problem of seeing more negative than positives, is it a reality or is it just our perspective? In other words, when you're doing your grateful list, if you go, well, I'm grateful that my home didn't burn down last night. I'm great. You know, you find these facade things to be grateful for, and then you have all these negatives, and sure they outweigh. Is that just a perspective, or do you have to, is it possible that, yeah, you got a lot more crap in your life than things to be grateful for right now, and then what do you do?
Well, it's interesting. Sometimes you need some perspective, right? And that's where just chatting, right? So
that's where near-death experiences come in handy.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, you know, the universe will deliver to you what you need to learn, right?
Okay, wait a minute. A message to the universe. I was just kidding. So, you know, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'll have an athlete, and they'll be whining or bitching about something, you know. And then I'll just show them one of my best friends is Melanie, right? And Melanie has no arms and no legs. And Jim and I are, you know, hugging Melanie because, she swam a mile, and I grab the baton from her little clipper thing that is her arm,
right.
And, you know, took the baton and rode 56 miles and then met Jim for the half marathon. He ran a half marathon with me. We did a half Ironman together,
wow.
The three of us. So I show a picture like that, and they're like, I don't have any issues. I don't have any problems.
Yeah.
This girl's got no arms and no legs. So sometimes you just need perspective. And again, this person is the most what? Positive person.
It's always that way, right?
Well, yeah, because they get it. And it's not that they get it, it's they let it. They let themselves, deep down inside every one of us, in our soul, are these amazing, this amazing love. And love is the most positive, high vibrational energy possible. And we just need to learn how to allow ourselves to love, allow ourselves to accept ourselves, and tap into our love, right? Other people aren't going to make us happy. We're going to make ourselves happy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the truth.
The cash and the job and the big house aren't going to make us happy. And when I work with the celebrities, you know, these
guys, who have it all, they've got all that.
They
already.
And why are they calling me? Right?
Yeah, right.
You know why they're calling me? It's just a call out for love. They don't know that. So they call me, Olympic athlete calls me, like, oh, get me in shape. You know, I got an event coming up, right? Why are they calling me? Love. All we're going to do, and they don't know this, but what we're going to do is we're going to, again, refocus themselves on themselves. Turn their energy back inward to their answers, to their love, to their caring, to their acceptance of themselves, to their worthiness, to their deservingness. And when they tap back into that, grateful is then real when they say it. Okay? And so maybe just Carl and you're these negative voices and so forth, you're buying into that, okay?
Right.
And you got to take back your power. And how do you take back your power?
That's my question. So how do I reboot right now? I'm sitting here. Mm-hmm. I want to reboot. I'm willing to do what I have to do. How do I reboot?
Well, number one, we talked about, right?
Right.
Be in the now. Don't fill them up with the past.
Right.
Don't fill them up with the fear.
Does tapping help? If you start noticing, because like even when I first started meditating, you would shift from your mantra. They'd say gently just come back to your mantra. But when you're trying to be in the now, you start thinking about, yes, things in the past or things in the future. How do you just gently come back to now? And what do you look at it now? Say, I'm sitting in this chair. I feel my buttocks on the chair. Are those exercises to get into the now?
Well, my favorite is just breathing. And when you breathe, if you breathe out, say out. And if you breathe in, say in. And the word out and the word in stops the negative talk. Immediately, just like that. So maybe 2 minutes. When you breathe out, say out. When you breathe in, say in. And next thing you know, you're calm. And negative's done, stopped. It's just like facing fear.
You know what I just remembered, and I haven't thought about this in a long time, but I remember reading a book on meditation probably more like 8 or 9 years ago. I remember one of the tips on finding quiet in the mind was to ask, to say in your mind, I wonder what my next thought will be. And then all of a sudden you're listening.
Yeah.
And there's this like, it starts out as nanoseconds of silence, but the more you do it, the pause becomes greater and greater until there's actual long pauses of time where you're not thinking about anything at all.
And that's where the answers are, in the pause.
Right.
The answers are in the pause.
Right.
And then you can take it.
And the answers aren't always syntax answers. They're feelings, they're chemical reactions. So we look for the answers to be like someone says, or the brain goes, do this. And it's not that at all, is it?
No, not at all. And to be honest with you, these negative voices and this negative feeling and taking on other people's negative vibration it's like trashing yourself. It's self-betrayal. It's like beating the hell out of yourself, okay? It's like
right.
Beating yourself up, right? And it's like, why? I'm worthy. I'm deserving. I must take control, stop, and then just like you said, stop and breathe and create some pause. And then, and if you want to go to the other extreme, like as athletes we are, right? And I'm an endurance athlete, so I'm always like loving that 80-mile bike ride.
Right.
I use a little mantra, and it's a simple word: yes, yes,
just yes,
yes. Why? It's one of the highest vibrational words. It's like love. Yes, yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and I just have a little like metronome in my head, and Lance is beating me up, and I'm beating up Lance on the bike, and we're trying to get a little more out of ourselves, right?
Right.
And it's yes, yes. So we call it counting as an athlete. 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8. It's just rhythm. It's metronome. It's just getting into a vibration.
But it's a word that has infinite possibility.
Bingo. And it stops the negative talk.
I love that. That's cool. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the notion of acceptance and unconditional love for a second. We're kind of going to get into relationship interactions, but you really can't. You probably have a relationship with yourself as well. So talking about unconditional love has a role here as well when talking about ourselves. We're talking with Gary Kobat. He's got great information to share with all of you. Go to his website, Gary Kobat, KOBAT.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Gary Kobat. I'm going to change the discussion slightly. I mean, really, when we talk about unconditional love, quite often we think about our love for other people. But really, unconditional love, like charity, begins at home, in yourself. And I think that's a hard task for people to really accept themselves. Self-acceptance has to be a big obstacle in many people. Their success, and has to contribute a great deal to the negative self-talk, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, our relationship with ourself is everything. You know, it's everything. You want a better relationship outside, at work, you know, with your partner or spouse. You got to have a better relationship with yourself. It starts at home, inside, your home, inside yourself. It's your worthiness, your deservingness. your ability to, you know, be yourself, your ability to be honest, your ability to keep your word, your ability to do what you love, you know, your ability to be peaceful when all chaos is breaking out around you. And as an athlete, you know, we're in the middle of a race and all chaos is breaking out, and it's the ability to go in, not go out. So conditional anything is on the outside of you. You know, if you want to base it on the weather and you want to base your happiness on the job and the cash in your bank account and all of those things, those are conditional. They change day to day. But the unconditional starts inside, and it's having that relationship with ourselves, and it's a practice. You know, how's your yoga practice? You know, how's your weight training practice? How's your food practice? How is your self-care, self-love practice? You know,
right.
It's food and fuel, right? So we talk about food. I like to talk about fuel and some of these unknown fuels: love, care, rest, recovery, a massage. You know, those are fuel. Those are nutrients. And they're just as important as, you know, some of the, well, I just met the guys from Protein, you know, Quest Protein Bar.
Great guys.
Oh, they're amazing. And they're awesome bars. And so that's another, you know, level of fuel.
Right.
But so is love. And that's what we got into when I met him the other day.
Really? Very, very cool. Okay, so when we talk about self-acceptance, I learned from a very, very wise therapist. When I was a young man in my 20s living in Las Vegas, I had the opportunity to meet a guy named Jerry Katz, who was a therapist. And a lot of the things that he taught me still play out today in my life. When we talk about self-acceptance, is it not true that judgment of others and the lack of ability to accept others actually creates confines that we then judge ourselves? And that could be standing in our way of self-acceptance, the fact that we don't accept others.
Well, exactly. And when we don't accept others, it's actually a mirror.
Right.
And it's, we're not accepting something within ourselves.
For instance, just an example of this. Let's say you are a parent and you have a child and you handle the child a certain way. And I, as another parent, observe the way you handle that child. And then I say to myself, wow, you're a real jerk. You're not handling this right at all. Then life throws me a little curveball, and one of my children is now doing something similar that you handled that certain way. I have just limited my options on how to handle things because I've judged you on the way you handle that. That's already not even an option for me, because in order for me to do that, I have to then go back and say, wow, I was wrong. You may have been right. And a lot of people are not willing to be wrong in life. Have you found that?
Exactly. Well, what's happening is, and again, I'm just quietly listening, and I'll put it in another way, is let's say your judgment of those other people and the way they handled their kids is a biology book. And you judged and you put the biology book in your backpack. And then you put another one in because you judged the way, you know, they responded to the child's response. And then you judged yourself for judging them, so you put a third biology book in the backpack. And next thing you know, you're overweighted down with judgment. Okay? And then that affects yourselves, and that affects, you know, how you feel about yourself. You feel sluggish, or you don't feel up to it, or you don't feel grateful. And it's just this continuum of, again, it's a vibration. Judgment is a vibration, and it's below the line. Okay, we must understand we are not our judgments. Okay, so when you say, and why am I judging? So you're owning, you're taking on another biology book, because you're owning, you're beating yourself up. Okay, and so we are not our judgment. It's like people who drink alcohol and maybe drink a little too much. You know, there's the human being, and then there's the human being on alcohol.
Right.
Those are two different people.
Yes.
Okay.
And the funny thing is that people who drink alcohol regularly don't think there's two different people.
Exactly. And we sit back and go, wow.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
And we go, oh, I just judged that. I'm like, no, you're just taking your experience and you're being discerning.
Right.
And you're just taking your experience and you're not judging them. You're just going, okay, this could go south.
Why is it that people who are judgmental also tend to resist being wrong about things? They almost can't admit it. They fight. They'll skirt an issue completely, never to admit that they were wrong about something. Why do those two traits go hand in hand?
It's interesting, because they really come from, I'm not worthy. It's a real deep, you know, I'm not worth it to be my best. Okay? So they don't want to look at themselves.
They're insecure.
Yeah, they're insecure, and they don't want to look at themselves, so they'll do everything in their power to not take responsibility so that they have to look at themselves.
But if they only understood that they could become freed, completely freed,
bingo,
of these confines.
Bingo. It's freeing. Honesty and the truth is freeing. Facing your fear is freeing. Okay? Just chatting a little bit with and getting some assistance with just a couple of tools like this and handling some of these judgments and some of this shame and some of this blame is freeing. And it's this awakening. So right now we're just having this chat, and maybe to some that might be listening, it's, wow, I can identify with that, or I relate to that, or wow, I'll try that next time. And that's an awakening. And then the more you practice that, it's a little bit of a healing, and then they can step into their true power. But you can't step into your true power as an athlete, an actor, a soccer mom, a best-selling author. You can't step into your true power if you're constantly judging, shaming and blaming, and really, really just pitching those biology books back into your backpack.
One of the most freeing books that I ever read, and I recommend that everybody in my audience pick up this book. It's so short. The only book that I know that's shorter than it was the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which is another great book that everybody should read, by the way. But two great books, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, but one of the greatest books I've ever read was by Dr. Thomas Harris called I'm Okay, You're Okay.
Yeah.
And it levels the playing field of life. If you're not judging other people, you're not judging yourself. If you're not looking at other people and going, they're wrong, and they're idiots for being wrong, then when you are wrong, you're not calling yourself an idiot.
It's great. If you point, and then if you look at the three fingers coming back at you.
Yeah, that old saying, if you're pointing at somebody, there's three fingers pointing back at you,
It's a simple tool, right?
Right.
Meaning, that whole, you know, urban, you know, kind of saying is, no, look at yourself. Take that energy and put it back on yourself. And, oh, that's selfish. And, you know, somebody else might say, you know, that's really selfish. No, it's self-mastery. It's like there's not enough hours in the day to master ourselves. This is a lifelong journey and process. And the sooner we can master ourselves and non-judgmental, non-blaming, non-shaming, the more free we'll be. And when we are free, people feel that. And we affect, you know, the person that frees themselves affects everybody around them. You can see there's a glow. There's this vibration inside them.
Yeah. Yeah, they bring the best out of everybody. I want to just summarize this last segment because I think there's two very, very important topics here that really need to be put into practice every single day by every person. And I don't want to get all mushy and say we could change the world. You know, like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror. You could change the world. I don't know that we could change the world, but we could change our own small universe that we occupy. And the first thing is, you must be accepting of other people in order to accept yourself. That goes hand in hand with loving other people in order to love yourself. And the second thing that you must take away from this is when you judge, you create confines for yourself that ultimately you are judging yourself. When someone does something and you laugh at them or you think they're stupid for it, there will come a time that you will do something and you will end up beating yourself up for it because you call that other person stupid for doing it. So don't judge and learn to accept others, and you'll find that you'll accept yourself as well. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your most recent blog post on vision, okay?
Sure. You got
okay.
It.
We're talking with Gary Kobat. You can visit his website. It's simply his name, Gary, G-A-R-Y, Kobat, KOBAT.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I'm going to have to change this thing. So let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey,
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon.
And welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Gary Kobat. Visit his website, GaryKobat.com. All right, Gary, in your blog post today, you talk about vision.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when you talk about vision, when you're discussing it, the concept of vision?
It's not being somebody else. It's being who you really are and really owning that and taking responsibility of that.
You know, that's an interesting concept in a country where we embrace the notion that, quote unquote, you can be whoever you want to be. And we embrace stories about, I think it was Clark Gable or Gary Cooper or one of those guys who completely changed his persona in order to become a movie star. We almost embrace the metamorphic person in this country. And so saying that you're happy being who you are is really counterintuitive to the culture here.
Well, exactly. So it goes back to taking responsibility for where we are, who we are, what we are, right? And then actually our transformation will start not necessarily just with love, but with facing what we aren't,
okay? What you know, our pain or our negativity or our fear. And when we can just look at that, like you said earlier, have the courage to look at the fear, get out of the future, get out of the past. But be in our now and be everything we can be right now and be who we are and stop taking on these biology books of everybody else's stuff, right? Just be who we are our best. Our vision, our path is will be effortless. It'll tell us where we're going. It'll show us the summit, the mountaintop, okay?
Right.
And that's just Gary being Gary and Carl being Carl, you know, and Jim being Jim. You know, and if I walk and get over to Jim's place and Jim's not being Jim, I go, who am I talking to?
What does he respond to that? Does he laugh?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been the whole gamut. Depends on where he is. I have to listen a little bit to get an idea where he is, but then I'll say, who am I talking to? And if, oh, I've been watching CNN. Well, I know I'm talking to Jim on
the
negative
cynic.
Vibration from CNN.
Right.
acidic, right. You know, toxic, right?
Right.
Or I'm talking to Jim on, you know, I'm going to take over the world. And I'm like,
right.
Yes, that's a high vibration and go for it. Because
right.
He can. He thinks big. He's the biggest thinker I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable. Well, I mean, you heard the story, right, of he wrote himself a check, right, for $10 million.
When he was a child, you mean?
Yeah, and he went up to Mulholland Drive and wrote himself a check for $10 million and said, I'm going to be the first $10 million, you know, actor. And stuck that
him.
Check in his dad's casket, and they put his dad away. And, you know, he was.
He has to be. He has to have an amazing mind in order to have endured his childhood and the stories that have made it out into the mainstream media, which I'm sure there's even more to it that people don't know. But to have endured as a child and still had so much love in his heart to give to us that he gives in every movie. I mean, you know, every movie, it's like. You walk away from a Jim Carrey movie feeling better than when you walked in, and that's a transference that occurs in the movie theater.
And that's Jim being Jim.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. However, Jim is also a human being, and he's no different than Carl with voices and no different than Gary with aspirations or, you know, athleticism, and he's all of that. He's
right.
A human, and I called, and everybody is that's listening right now. I call it the human experience, and it's just not positive. And it's just not the shortcut. The human experience is the up and the down.
Right.
The beauty and the ugly.
The yin
right?
and the yang. Absolutely. And if you listen to the pharmaceutical companies, oh, you should never be down. You should only be up. That's why you should take an antidepressant. I used to say on the show, I've said it numerous times, if I was in a Jim Carrey movie, belly laughing, no one would come up to me and say, you know, you're just a little too happy. You really need to take an anti-happy.
Exactly.
It's like maybe life is just taking a big wet crap on me and I should be sad for a little while. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But to be that happy authentically and genuinely, you have to look at some of your issues, you know? And so when people call the Olympian or the actor or whatever, they call me, it's again, I'm just shining love, right? I'm just going to bring some love, some areas they're not awakened to at that week.
Right.
You know, and it's just getting them out of this negative self-talk into the positive. I mean, when I go over to Jim before every movie, before every day on the set, my job is to get in there, wake him up, let's get moving, and let's get his head in this higher vibration so that he can be this awesome person, not only with his lines, but he gets creative with those lines.
Right.
So he'll do 10 or 20 takes, you know, and everyone's better than the last one.
Right, right.
Because that's his creativity. It's Jim being Jim. And it's just to get him in the right oxygen and the right fuel and the right, you know, a protein shake and the right vibrational mindset and away you go. So I wish everyone would do that, you know, but they can. If they just record this, if they just go to your archive and just save this radio show and just play it a couple of times a week and just move themselves out of wherever they're waking up from into this higher vibration and understand if somebody cuts you off or they're having a bad day, oh, well. Like your favorite book, it's okay. You're okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
Take yourself off the hook.
Right. Right.
So some days I walk in, I go, Jim, you take yourself off the hook. Carl, I got to take yourself off the hook, buddy.
Right. No, yeah. You're absolutely right. And, you know, my mother used to say with a lot of wisdom that people make a decision to be happy or sad, and you can make that decision. And, you know, a lot of people go, oh, well, how can I make a decision to be happy or sad when I just lost my job? Well,
You've been freed up to find another opportunity?
Well, you know what? Maybe that's not even it. Like with taking lemons and making lemonade out of it, but right. You can say to yourself, I just lost my job and I'm concerned, but I don't have to be unhappy. I mean, you can believe that something good is going to come from it. You can believe that nothing good is going to come from it, but you do have to make a decision based on your values. And that's the problem. Society has created values that don't really fit most of us. And we apply those values broadly without questioning them. Well, I should be upset because I lost my job. No, you know what? There are people out there, call them blissful, call them dumb, call them naive. They don't get sad about everything that happens in their lives. And why are they worse off than we are? I think they're better off than we are. You know, there's an old saying, ignorance is bliss. Well, that saying has been around for a long time for a reason, because sometimes not having the metrics to measure the negative things keeps you from having negative things in your life.
Exactly, and a deeper way, right, that you're doing right now, looking at that job, is to say it's okay. You're having a human experience. Something's off. Something's out of balance. It was time to shift, whether yourself or the job or the job's responsibilities. Something happened there, some dynamic where it wasn't a vibrational match any longer. Okay? So to let them and be compassionate to them and say it's okay, and let them off the hook and let them sit with that a little bit. You just don't want to sit with it for 2 or 3 years and beat yourself up of why somebody lost their job. But if you've got to take a look at the up and the down, like all the positive, being grateful for all the things that you had with that job, but then on the flip side going, gosh, I could have done that better, I could have done that better, because I will do that better because I know better, and then let go.
Right.
And let go of that and say it's okay. It's just being human.
Because, again, whatever you focus on, that is what you will see. You know, I've said this a lot of times on the show as well. You go out and you buy a red Toyota, and all of a sudden you see all the red Toyotas that you never saw before.
And awareness.
And if you don't, that's it. If you, when whatever you are aware of, you shall find in your life. Period. End of story. That's just the way it is. So.
And that's about the vision. You asked us about vision, right?
Right.
So when you can see, you'll create that, because it already exists. You've seen it in your mind, or you felt it from your soul, your heart, because it's already there. That's why you're feeling and seeing. So it's just a matter of bringing it to fruition.
And to bring this whole discussion to a close, sometimes one of the most important tools that you can learn in life is to ask the right questions. Because you cannot have the vision, you cannot be looking for the right thing, if you don't know what you want in the first place. And
exactly.
And just zero, you know, and sometimes it's like, make a decision. You can always change your mind later, but make a decision, for crying out loud. Just get on with it and pick what you want. And if you get it and it sucks, then change your mind and do something else. But in the meantime, sometimes you got to ask the right questions. What is it that I really want in my life? I got to tell you, I'm willing to bet that 99% of the population cannot tell you what they truly want in a loving relationship, what they truly want in a job, what they truly want in a home, how they want their home to live. They can't tell you that. They can tell you what they want in a car, because we're inundated with exact models of what, you know, a car looks like. So it's easy for us to go, well, I want a red one with white interior. Boom. But the other things are much more intricate. Like, what do I want in a loving relationship? What do I absolutely want in that other person?
And do you know why? I'll give you a little inside track here, and the work I do with all of my clients, it's because, do you really know who you are?
Bingo.
Bingo. So it's all about self-mastery.
Yeah.
And when you start looking, those three fingers pointing back at you and ourselves, and we start looking at ourselves and doing some work on ourselves, bingo.
Yeah.
Everything else gets clear, and yeah. Then there's power and clarity.
Absolutely.
As you just suggested.
Gary, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's awesome. I love
breath of fresh air. Now, where are you off to? Are you staying home for a while? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm home. We're training hard. You know, I'm going for it here in the spring. And
that's right. You're doing a competition, right?
I'm going to be competing again, and we're going to give that new hip a whirl for its
In a Masters division.
Yeah, Masters division, Team USA, and it's in the spring. So, you know, I've given myself 6 months to like crank it up And I know I still have it, so it's a matter of executing my own plan, walking my own talk, and that's who I am, right? So I'm Gary being Gary, right?
That's it.
And then no one has ever really made Team USA with a new body part, so I'm going to go for that, and we're going to let's just share with the world that it's possible. You know?
Yeah, especially because you went out of the country to get this particular new body part, so that would also shine light on that phenomenon, that, you know, everything isn't right here in the United States sometimes.
Exactly. The world's our playground.
I love it. I love it. Gary, thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Okay. Everybody have an awesome day.
You too. All right. So I also want to thank Miles Berkowitz. Please visit his website, which is lifesizeportions.com. If you have a friend or relative that needs a little push start in losing weight, this could be an easy alternative to get the ball rolling. Definitely not the place to end, but a good place to start, no doubt about it. And, of course, read Gary Kobat's blog at every opportunity. It's always uplifting. You know, free your mind a little bit. Be open to some changes, and those changes can be very, very positive in your life. You cannot be superhuman. You cannot be superhumanly strong or superhumanly fit without nurturing the soul. A lot of it comes from within, okay? And we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.